Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, everybody, welcome, and thank you for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. My name is Zach Riddle. I'm here with Laura Heck. We are at Space Force. We are in Colorado, where we are training trainers to learn how to deliver the 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work workshop, the very same one that Laura and I have coming up in May. There's still time to register for that. We would love to have you. You can go to marriagetherapyradio.com to get details and to register. There's also still time to jump on board with 30 Soft. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, it is easily the most popular thing we've ever done in terms of listener feedback. And we'd love to have you jump on board with 30 Soft, even though we don't know what it is yet. Speaking of listener feedback, that's what we're doing today. We are just answering your questions, talking a little bit about our experiences and what it's like maybe to record together. We do not have our regular mics, so we'll sound a little bit sketchy. We're sitting around in a hotel lobby on the Space Force base. And you'll get to hear about this new gift that I gave to Laura, which is very exciting in general. And as always, this is a very cool conversation. Stick around.
You guys, thank you for hanging out with us on Marriage Therapy Radio. We are so tired.
This is a very special episode where we are not using our normal microphones because we are on the road.
We wanted to talk to you live from Space Force Base. They almost didn't let us in.
That is true. Yep.
We got there and they're like, "What's up? What are you doing here?"
Yeah. They're like, "Give us your IDs." And we handed them over and they're like, "That's all you got?"
They're like, "Wait, you don't have Department of Defense IDs?" Yeah. And yeah, they didn't mess around, but we made it safe and sound. We got some yummy dinner. We got to go to Hibachi. That was pretty cool.
That was so special. By the way, you guys, I learn so much about Zach when we travel together. Here is one interesting thing that not very many people know about Zach is that
I don't know what this is.
This is that you like to say yes as often as possible.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And pretty special in that I think
special, you're using special in quotes.
Yeah. It's pretty special, but you might've also learned something about me, Zach, which is that I am incredibly food focused. So
yeah,
we were at the airport. I'm not even clear on whether or not we had we officially like arrived at the airport.
No, we hadn't even landed yet. And you were already like scoping out like what are the options near the base that we can eat?
Yeah, I was really concerned about our food situation. We're going to be here at Space Force and for, I don't know, maybe 3 meals, like a dinner and a breakfast and a lunch. That's about it. Yeah. And, so I was like in 3 or 4 hours, I'm going to be having dinner and I need to know what that dinner is going to be. So I started searching and I was like, "Do you like pho?" Some people may pronounce it pho, P-H-O, basically Vietnamese.
It's pho. Soup. Even I know it's pho.
It's pho, but a lot of people pronounce it pho. You were like, "Sure, I'll eat pho." And I was like, okay, great. Like decision made. I was like getting ready for it. And then I was like, "Ooh, Indian sounds so good. Do you like Indian?" And you're like, "Yeah, let's do it." And so it turns out Zach doesn't like either, but your response to me was, "I can eat off of any menu. I will always find something that I can eat." Yeah.
Yeah.
So I learned.
And then we got to the place where all the restaurants were, and I was like, oh, look, Kabachi, let's go there.
Uh-huh. And so I think what we learned is that we are both quite agreeable with each other, which is such a good segue in just a kind of like a principle that we tend to teach, which is being agreeable, like having an attitude of just responding to your partner or your business partner with yes as often as possible. So like,
right on.
You knew that food was important to me and I wanted pho or I wanted Indian, and you were just like, whatever, sure, let's do that. That sounds good to me.
You know what you accidentally said that actually I think is really interesting is I was thinking about this listener question, because we're going to do listener questions today because our brains are barely barely working.
It's late. We had hibachi. I might have had a giant beer. Zach was my driver.
And you might have had a sake bomb.
It was, well, he shot the sake into my mouth with a squirt bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I made a really, if you remember the gesture, it was like a really inappropriate gesture while he was shooting it into my mouth.
So, and then they almost didn't let us on the base and we had to call the chaplain to come get us. And Laura was like sitting on her hand so that she didn't say anything that she wasn't supposed to say. And then, but that's why we're here, by the way. We're here at the Space Force Base to teach the Seven Principles Leader Program to chaplains.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about.
All around the United States.
Yeah.
And it's like, it was all military. Like it was Air Force, Army. It was all the different branches and also a bunch of different denominations, which was really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's cool to look at the list and see kind of who we're dealing with. But it's us teaching people how to do the workshop that we do, which if you haven't signed up for it yet, now is a good time to do that because it's in like 2 weeks maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's coming up. So it's on May, January, February, March, April, May. Brain's no fire.
We'll see if we can get any of these
May 12th and 13th.
We'll see if we can get any of these chaplains to come be with us in our workshop. That'd be cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That would be neat.
But anyway, what I was saying is you're saying something that I was accidentally thinking about, because we have this question that came in from this lady, and to your point about being agreeable, well, I don't know. Let's just read it. Let's read it.
You have it? I don't have it.
I have it.
Well, that would be really helpful.
You guys, we're like, I'm in my hotel room and Laura's like 10 rooms down the hall. We can't even be in the same room because we don't work our software.
Okay. By the way, like we haven't done listener questions in a while. And if you sent us a listener question, it has been accidentally deleted. I went through and I got real wild and started deleting on my phone in the process of just.
Oh, this is another fun story you told me on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. We were trying to look for emails that I sent you and you sent me and you're like, I deleted them all.
It's not that I deleted listener questions. I deleted literally every single email that has ever been sent to me. And I didn't know I was doing it. And then after I was deleting them, I was like, oh, I'm going to clear out my trash. So even like there was a process for me of, I deleted every single email that I had saved, like tax documents that were saved in certain folders, like lovely pictures from previous vacations. Everything was gone. So just imagine starting over with a brand new email account, like baby email account. That's what I have now. Whoopsies. But you have one listener question that came in.
By the way, how's it going with your taxes?
I don't want to talk about it.
Aren't you guys like on super on top of your taxes all the time?
We pay taxes, but we have not completed, like we have deferred or we've whatever it is where we're just kind of kicking the can down the road. I think we are up to 2018. So we're only 5 years behind right now.
That's so amazing. How do you do that?
I have no idea. We are really special human beings. It's actually a point of tension in our relationship because for whatever reason, this is Ryan's lane. He's just more of the finance guy and he is deeply, he's a procrastinator, especially with stuff that he doesn't want to do.
There's a theme about Ryan lately that sometimes things in his lanes don't get taken care of, like the boxes in the garage and the taxes. But I do want to give him and you some kudos because Laura stalks her family through the Ring video camera on her in front of her house. And so like if their kids are like hanging around. And so Holden was just like in the driveway, just goofing off, playing with his bike. And you were just watching him. And the first thing you said was not, "My kid is so cute," or "Look at him and his bike." You said, "Brian is such a good dad.
Oh,
he is like the best dad. Look at, he's like, he's getting, so maybe he doesn't take care of some of the lane stuff that is on the list, but
he's
incredibly
present. That is
your pro dad, pro Ryan overall.
There's been, okay, we will get to this listener question, but I wanted to let you know, there has been a lot of talk where I have been like talking about Ryan to other people. And I have noticed that there has been kind of a trend around like the mommy group situation where it kind of becomes a bit of a bitch fest. And I know that there's listeners that are probably like, yes, I totally get that, because you get around other women and you want to feel validated and you want them to empathize and you want to kind of unload, right? Have like a stress reducing conversation with your girlfriends. And a lot of time that stress is the complaining and the bitching and the moaning about how your partner isn't showing up. And I have to tell you, like, I'm aware that that can occur. It has been so different with my girlfriends lately, where all we can do, and we kind of are holding each other accountable, we have flipped it. It is, let's one up each other in just telling each other all the amazing things about our husbands. And it just shifts and changes the way that we lift each other up. We are honoring our marriages. And I think it just puts me in such a better mood when I walk away from a conversation and go, I am so glad that my girlfriends are partnered and they're grateful and they just have incredible men in their lives. So that's been kind of an interesting theme that's been happening. And I've been really trying hard to like lift Ryan up with my words and be encouraging to other people, like gossiping about my husband in the most amazing ways.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. We can get to the listener question, but you know what we have to get to first?
What? I don't know. What?
Your song.
My song? What's my song?
Yeah. What do you mean, what's your song? It's time for a commercial.
Oh my gosh.
Hey gang, are you looking for a gift that's unique and meaningful and might surprise the crap out of somebody? With Songfinch, you can create a personalized song that's radio quality and packed with details about your life. I made one for Laura. She had no idea. Results gonna come when you put in that work. And
you've been putting in work. I said, Laura. Oh my God. That's my name. That's my name. And we raised the train. Oh my gosh. This is ridiculous. This is a full on song. Three best friends. That's my motto.
I got you a song, and I wanted to say happy congratulations on your training for your Ironman.
Thank you.
And nice job on your 2-hour half marathon, less than 2 hours. That's badass.
Yeah. I think that finally makes me like an official runner. I have been chasing that goal for a long time. And it's interesting because it came without even trying. I know that sounds silly, but like I did not go into this race.
No, you've been putting in work.
I've been putting in the work. My goals are giving them a funeral.
Pressure your goals, giving them a funeral. It was really fun. And Songfinch itself was really cool to work with. Like they were super responsive and really thorough, and they had a ton of options.
So tell me about this process. Like what is the process if you want to have a song written for somebody?
Yeah, you just log, you go to songfinch.com or whatever, and you enter the thing, and it starts asking you all these questions, like, what kind of song do you want? And then they had rock, rap, folk, country, like pop, like you could have like a little Sarah Bareilles sound if you wanted to. Yeah, I was thinking about getting you a song that you would listen to in the morning, like in like the regular flow of your morning music. Yeah. But then I was like, no, I'm going to get
something I'm going to put in my head, my like,
yeah,
earbuds.
I want you to be like, I wanted it to be an anthem. And I told him, I said, I want an anthem. I want her to feel like she can like pop her head to it. And so he nailed it.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to stick this in my headbuds. I'm going to listen to it while I'm swimming. Free stroke.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how many pieces of me you got into the song.
Yeah.
That is very cool. I'm kind of speechless, to be perfectly honest.
Songfinch artists are the best in the business, with 30,000 five-star reviews and appearances on hit shows like Songland and The Voice. So you know your song's in good hands, and you're definitely going to love it. The cost for a personalized song is $199. And let me tell you, it was worth every penny just to see the look on Laura's face when I played it for her. But Songfinch has given us an exclusive code for $20 off your custom song if you use it before May 14th, which is Mother's Day. You can use the code MTR to get $20 off a custom song. Don't miss out on the chance to give someone, your partner, or especially maybe your mom, the gift of a custom song. Maybe they'll even write a number one hit in the process. Go to songfinch.com and use code MTR at checkout.
All right, so you got your song last week, and tell me about it. Tell me, how much did you love your song?
Well, not only do I love my song and that I'm finding ways to just share it with people, I actually shared it to my running group. And the best part was pulling open the app and showing them the lyrics, because as you're listening to it, you're not really sure what you're listening to until it goes, Laura, Laura. And they're like, oh, that's a coincidence. I was like, no, listen. Listen. And then when it talks about like Smidge and my husband and Holden or Hootie,
yeah.
And then they're like, wait a second, I'm so confused. And they thought that we had paid someone to make this song, like for the podcast, which I guess it's not like a theme song, but we could get a theme song. Could we not?
We totally could. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to put this one on Spotify though, so that we can,
share it with our,
so
listeners.
People can listen to it. Yeah. The world can listen to it. So we'll let you know how to do that.
Yeah. But do you know who keeps listening to it? Becky, my training partner.
Becky.
So if for those
Becky's
of you
become
who are,
a little bit of a character on the podcast. Yeah.
She has.
I stole Becky's car.
Yes. If you have listened, Becky is a training partner of mine, and Zach accidentally stole her car and left her stranded. Weird situation. Okay.
Listen to a question. All right, goodness. Let's try and be helpful. All right, here we go.
We got to focus.
This lady just started listening to the podcast from the beginning. She's on episode 15. By the way, if you're going to listen to Marriage Therapy Radio, do you think you should start at the beginning? I think you should start at the end and work backwards.
No.
I don't know. They're not really chronological, but.
Well, I think you should keep up with the day-to-day, because if you start at the beginning, you're going to be hearing about things that happened 6 years ago.
I know, it's crazy. All right, anyway, hold on. So we get this email from a lady who is having issues with her mother-in-law. She says, I'm looking for lots of things, but mostly advice about mother-in-law. I know that's probably as interesting as mud. I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting. I like in-law scenario, and I love talking about my mother-in-law. But I'm working on finding a balance between being assertive and setting boundaries, but also letting go of things that annoy me. If you guys have cracked that code, I'm interested. Working on finding balance between being assertive and setting boundaries, but also letting go of things that annoy me. I want help from my husband in communicating with my mother-in-law, but many of the things that she does that annoy me do not annoy him.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my biggest example. When my mother-in-law visits, she often ends up in the kids' bedroom picking out clothes for them to wear, 3-year-old, 6-year-old, and bigger kids if packing for a trip. Often, I have found that she puts clean clothes in the dirty clothes hamper. She either tells the kids that the clothes are dirty or says, well, let's just wash them again. This is my chore or the kids' chore. And she cannot just go down to the basement herself and wash them because she has physical issues. Okay. That makes me very frustrated and offended, but doesn't irk my husband at all. I want to be better about accepting her in other areas, even if it's not how I would do it. I know that she is being helpful and having my in-laws visit frees my husband up to do places and go, okay. I know that she's being helpful and having my in-laws visit frees my husband and I up to go places and do things alone. I value that. It's very hard to control my annoyance in the moment. How can I decide what my limits are? What is my husband's obligation in this conflict? How can I keep my cool? I tried to make a plan, but it spirals out of control. And once one thing annoys me, everything annoys me. I got you.
I got you. Okay. I kind of want to break this into a couple of pieces, because like she's talking about, this is really interesting. One is creating boundaries, and being assertive, I believe is how she put it. Wants to be able to create boundaries and be assertive, but also wants to gain some tolerance. Both of those are amazing skills. And I'm glad that she's aware, like, how do I do this? This seems like it'd be really important. So there's two major pieces. Another major piece.
So basically she's asking the right questions.
Yes. 100%.
That's good.
Okay. Another thing that she's talking about is this bothers me, but it doesn't bother my husband, and I want him involved. Mm-hmm. So she's saying, I want him involved in being able to communicate to his mom. I have some things to say about that, right? Because I think it is really curious or interesting to identify whose responsibility is it to communicate your preferences, your likes, or whatever it might be to a mother-in-law, someone that's not your own mom. Is it his responsibility? I actually just had a client recently where we had this conversation, and she broke down and she said, I am so stressed out because I am in the middle. I am constantly in the middle of the relationship between my husband and my parents. And that was an entire session of how can we get you out of the middle? And I am 100% a believer that the husband or this woman needs to have her own relationship with the mother-in-law. And it shouldn't be something that is his responsibility. She can ask for support, which I think is really important that you are a unified front when you are working with children, mother and father-in-law, parents, teachers, whatever it might be. Having that unified front is important, but not having him be the go through, the go between. That is, I think that is just an awful, awful expectation.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm into it. I think what's striking to me about this is thinking about this workshop that we're doing tomorrow. We always use the exact same example. I've seen you teach this before. Mm-hmm. And the example is something about the mother-in-law. I don't like it when your mother-in-law criticizes me or your mom criticizes me. I always feel upset. And so we try to teach people, like, how should you talk to the mother-in-law?
Right.
So we'll say something like, I feel about what and I need. And it's usually something like, I feel upset when you don't have my back and I need you to, you know, protect me from mom. But then the way we often turn it over is to say, what's the exact opposite?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I feel so connected to you when you protect our family boundaries. And I just need you to know how much I appreciate it when you have my back in front of your mom.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, to this gal who has written, there's an angle that she can take, which is always about how do I solve this problem? Mm. Meaning, how do I correct this error or deal with this conflict? But the other angle is, how do I praise when I get what I do want? Mm-hmm. Right. Even if it's the mother-in-law. Like, I love when you help. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel so good when you help and da da da.
Yeah.
And I need you to, you know, coordinate with me about things like laundry and dishes. Like, you know, it's almost like kind of elevating the positive as a sneaky way of reinforcing the behavior you want versus elevating the negative as a way to correct the behavior you don't want.
Yeah.
But it just occurs to me that we actually use this almost exact same example in the workshop.
Yeah. So what are you recommending? I guess I want to go back to the question that I had, which is, do you think it is the husband's responsibility to communicate and be the speaker, if you will?
No, I'm sorry. I totally missed that part. Like, no, okay. I think you're right. I think adults need to have relationships with adults.
That's right.
And like, if they're both adults, the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law, they need to be able to have that conversation.
Yeah. And it's
because
her need, right? Like she, okay. But I do think it is important that she can ask for her husband's support. I'd really love to talk to your mom about, you know, the way that she handles laundry when she comes over to the house. And I'd love your support in backing me up when I'm expressing my need to your mom.
She comes to you to complain about it.
Yes.
You know, because I can't go downstairs. I've got an injury and I can't go do the laundry. Mm-hmm. That you would say, I get it, mom. But also, like, then we need to eliminate the need to go downstairs for everybody. Mm-hmm. Kind of, that would be a way.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was going to say, though, is this idea that you introduced at the top of the podcast about you can be agreeable or you can be whatever. Yeah. And I just am thinking, like, you know, being in a long-term committed relationship is in fact playing the long game. And I was reflecting on kind of this email, I was thinking about phrases that we've said a lot, like you can be right or you can be married.
Yeah.
You can be correct or you can be connected.
Mm.
I mean, I've got a guy who comes in every month or so, and he complains about parts of his family that don't even live in this state. He organizes a lot of his psyche around what his like brother and sister-in-law are going to think.
Mm.
And they see them like 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, were we talking about 3 times a year?
Right.
We're talking about like 7 or 8 days out of 365. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you just like not care? Why don't you decide to just give yourself a break and not worry about it? Because the anxiety that comes up from picking these battles is pretty significant and maybe doesn't need to be. So one thing I might offer her, especially if her husband and mother-in-law aren't going to change, is that she find a measure of her own bliss. Maybe she turns it into a game where she says, I'm going to be the best clothes washer this planet has ever seen. And, you know, for the 3 days that mom is here, you know, and just give herself a break, because she can be correct or she can be connected. And if being correct means picking these fights with these people who just kind of don't get it, I don't know how that becomes helpful.
Hmm. Well, I would say first and foremost, like what you just said is that, okay, first of all, it's not picking a fight. She can pick, she can choose in communicating to her mother-in-law in a way that is going to pick a fight if she becomes critical. Or she said, if one thing bothers me, I just like it steamrolls, right? I get really pissed off, and it's, how can I communicate this? And I would say, if knowing that about herself, is that clearly she needs to be able to communicate this before it becomes a big pain in the butt, before, because if she doesn't wait, she will be picking a fight. She will be critical. She will have a lot more energy around it. She'll emotionally flood faster. I think she probably needs to be able to communicate to her mother-in-law, hey, I just happened to notice this thing that you do when you're over here, and I have a request. I'd really love it if, and to see if she can get her mother-in-law's buy-in. And she can just let her know, like, I'm just like really particularly overwhelmed, and I'm so grateful for you when you come over here. But this is one thing that is really hard for me, is managing and keeping up with the laundry. And I'd really love your support. That would just be a really gentle way to communicate that.
Yeah.
The other thing that I was thinking about, which is, I want to be able to like tolerate her faults. Like, I don't want to kind of get a chip on the on my shoulder about my mother-in-law.
You want to tolerate mother-in-law's faults? Yeah.
Okay. She wants to tolerate mother-in-law's faults. It might be really helpful to do kind of what I was talking about with my husband, which is find ways to mentally rehearse all the ways that you're super grateful for her. And maybe even like when she comes over, you take so much off of my plate. Do you have any idea how grateful I am for that? And just being able to verbalize that, mentally rehearse that, can put her in a better state of mind of gratitude with her mother-in-law if she is finding that she's getting a little curmudgeon-y about it.
Yeah, kind of like that thing that we also say in the workshop, which is this idea of, you see what you're looking for.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Like, if you're looking for her to upset you, you'll find it. And if you're looking for her to like bless you and change your life for good, you'll find that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I got to go to bed. I'm so sorry.
Are you just exhausted?
You want me to be in the lobby at what time? 7:30?
6:45. Yeah, 7:45.
No.
Yes.
7:45. Good Lord.
I know. Okay. I know. All right. So you're going to probably, you're going to say you're going to go to bed, but I know what you do is you like lay there and you are up until midnight, and I'm the one that's,
I don't know, dude. I'm so tired. I'm so old. Plus we changed the timeline. So
I know.
Anyway. All right. I'll see you in the morning, and I'm glad you like your song, and also sign up for our workshop.
Yes.
If you haven't done that yet.
Let me talk just for a second about the workshop, because I am really pumped about it. So it's May 12th, which is a Friday evening from 4 to 7 p.m. Yep. Pacific Standard Time. So this is after, like, the end of your evening. Friday, we're going to spend all of our time together, just building up your emotional bank account. We are going to work on the friendship foundation. We're going to help you fall in love with your partner again, or fall in light with your partner again. And then the following Saturday, we start again. Is it start at 8 a.m. or 9? I think it's...
Yep. That's a good question.
That is a good question. We will start the following day on Saturday, and we will go for the majority of the day. And we're going to just really focus a lot on the conflict management skills, as well as creating just kind of like a really purpose-filled relationship. That So
maybe this lady that wrote our email should come with her husband, and we'll see if we can.
That's right.
Set them up for all kinds of success. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Okay. So that's May 12th and 13th. Go to marriagetherapyradio.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see weekend intensives or weekly sessions. Click on that and you'll find the registration. That's it.
You know what we literally did together today?
We flew together.
We landed a plane.
All right. Well, let's land this plane. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Zach and Laura coming to you from Space Force in around Denver, Colorado. I wanted to give you a little bit more detail about our May 12th and 13th workshop. Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover all 7 of the principles for making marriage work. We teach it to military chaplains. They're using it worldwide. This entire program is being used by our armed forces. We have been teaching it to wounded warriors. We've been teaching it to therapists around the world. And we would love for you to be able to learn the 7 principles with us and spend some time with us. The early bird registration rate ends on April 30th. So you want to make sure that you register very soon. That early bird rate is $395 for the 2 of you and includes your materials. That's a pretty good deal. Thanks so much for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.